ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God. And our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Here in the Lighthouse, this is year 2020 already. We are transitioning already. I will be dwelling tonight on the understanding that God has given us for this season. Birthings, activations, and beginnings. Birthings, activations, and beginnings. And we would just be looking at securing this word of God for delivery in our lives as a corporate entity, and then in our lives as individuals. Securing this word of God as a household of faith, as a community of believers, and then anchoring, securing this word of God where individual walks here are concerned. I want to start tonight by reading from Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 1. Like I said a couple of minutes ago, we'll be going through a flow of the word prayers, the word prayers. Just dwelling on the word of the Lord unto us as a community of believers. Hebrews 6 verse 1. I'm going to read from a couple of translations. Message, New Century Version, New International Version, King James Version. If we have the Passion Translation, we'll read from all of those. I would like to start from the Message Translation. So, come on. Let's leave the preschool finger-painting exercises on Christ and get on with the grand work of art. Grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back, and what are those basic foundational truths? So there's a colon which tells you that what follows expatiates on what the writer is saying at that point. Turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust toward God. That is one. Number two, baptismal instructions. Number three, laying on of hands. Number four, resurrection of the dead. And number five, eternal judgment. Verse three, God helping us will stay true to all that, but there's so much more. Let's get on with it. And I come to declare this word of the Lord tonight. Lighthouse, there's so much more. There's so much more. Stay with me on verse three. It says, God helping us will stay true to all of that, but there's so much more. Everyone listening to me tonight, I came to declare to you tonight that there's so much more for you in God. See, Paul, writing to the Hebrews, was saying here, look, there are certain things that are foundational. There are certain things that are elementary. If you read some of these other versions, those are the words that were used. And he was saying, look, we need to leave those elementary things, those foundational things, and move on to what he calls so much more. You know, as I turn over the words birthings, activations, and beginnings in my spirit, I hear the Lord say there's so much more. And the encouragement tonight from Hebrews 6 is, let's not stay with the elementary things. Let's not stay with the foundational things. Can we progress to things that follow thereafter? And that is the trust of our prayer time and our sharing tonight. Let's read that from the New International Version. Just therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation. You know, you in developing a structure, you don't want to just keep working on the foundation. Actually, when that happens, that only happens because there is a problem with the foundation. You want to be able to put in the foundation, but then move on to what we call the superstructure. So, again, Scripture says here, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Permit me to stop there for a minute. You know, as a woman, the fact that I don't sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry is not because there are no opportunities. It is because I understand that we cannot keep laying the same foundation over and over and over again. Sister, you say that God is taking you to the world. That will come with opportunities to mess up. It will come with opportunities not to live right. But you can take it as gospel truth. Immediately you choose that path, you have short-circuited yourself. You have removed yourself from this covenant. So, what we're saying tonight is not a message of once saved, forever saved. It's not a message of we can continue to sin now, the big grace abounds. It's an understanding that having taken that step, we have put in a foundation and then we are able to build a superstructure that will stand the test of time. Maybe I need to remind somebody here tonight. God has told you already you are going far, but he gave you a caveat about not sleeping around. The word of the Lord is settled forever. Gather ye my sons, so I can tell you what will happen in days to come. That's all we came to do tonight. And we're saying, acts that lead to death and of faith in God. That's number one. Number two, instructions about cleansing rites. That's baptism. Number three, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so. How many people know that God has permitted already? Hallelujah. Let me read one more version, then we'll move on to something else. Let's read the New Century Version. It says, so let us go on to grown-up teaching. Great. Let us not go back over the beginning lessons we learned about Christ. We should not again start teaching about faith in God and about turning away from those acts that lead to death. But what should we do? We should not return to the teaching about baptisms, about laying on of hands, about the raising of the dead, and eternal judgment. Verse 3, we will go on to grown-up teaching if God allows. What I'm saying so many words tonight, Lighthouse, God is saying that there is so much more. But you see, so much more is available only to those who have settled the foundational things. I recall being invited to help check out a brother's site. The foundation was completed. They were ready to move on to the superstructure, but they discovered that the foundation was sinking. So, for, I can't really recall the period of time now, another couple of months, work had to be done to try to rectify why is the foundation sinking. And as long as that exists, then you cannot go to the superstructure because the problem will only be confounded. Sirs and Mars, this is a time peradventure. If you need to make amends, if you need to set things in order where these elementary things are concerned, please do them. Because the window of opportunity is just about to shut up. I mean, the period of time to put in place the things that make for a gigantic structure. Otherwise, you can't help it. You would have to keep going back to the foundation. And that picture you saw, it's accurate. It will only come to pass because the foundation is set right. So, tonight, I would have us to look at the seven prophecies that we have spoken. The seven prophecies God has spoken over Lighthouse as a church. And we'll just take a few nuggets, pray and then look at a few other things. So tonight, permit me to interpret this scripture in this dimension. We needed to have taken care of a lot of foundational stuff, but Lighthouse, it's time to go on to so much more. It's time to go on to so much more. And I want to interpret so much more in the light of these seven prophecies. Number one, new line of businesses will start. Please say amen to that. Okay, one more time. For yourself, new lines. Can I change that to new lines of businesses will start? Not new lines. New lines of businesses will start. I say amen to that. You see, and the first thing I want to say tonight is, please find yourself in these prophecies. God forbid that you are amongst those that heard but never experienced these seven prophecies. In fact, I have decided personally that all are applicable to me. There's none that is not included in my own package. What have you decided? You see, I say that because you might be saying, me, I'm not thinking of starting business, so I want to do the job I'm doing. From there, God will bless us, we'll be fine. I want to beg you by the mercies of God, don't exclude yourself as such. Say yes, Lord, I am part of these new lines of businesses that are starting in this new decade. You know, we discover from scriptures that it is possible for there to be a prophecy and the prophecy to stay unfulfilled. Somebody said, is that not a sign that it's not God that said it? No, not always, sir. Yes? Not always. Luke 19. Scripture says that Jesus wept over Jerusalem. For what reason? He said they did not understand the time of their visitation. You know, my prayer tonight for you and me is that I will understand the time of my visitation. We have come to such a time. It's a time of birthings, a time of activations, and a time of beginnings. And I pray for you, you will not be like Jerusalem, oblivious of the plans and the intent of God. Another scripture, if you check in Daniel chapter 9, the Bible says that I, Daniel, understood from the books that the time appointed for the captivity of Israel was 70 years. And that spurred Daniel to take a certain posture. What are we saying tonight? This we have heard declared as the word of the Lord. This we must then take as God's word to me and run with it. So guess what? In 2020 and beyond, out of this community of believers, new lines of businesses are starting. You know, when I also say, don't exclude yourself, it's because for some of us, our experience will be like Jacob's experience. How do I mean? Jacob had a job. He was working for labor, right? He was earning a salary. Fine, it appears Laban kept reviewing his salary downwards. But what happened to Jacob? One day he slept. You know that story. And he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw how the animals were mating. And I pray for you that that will be one of the experiences that you will have. Because scripture says, I think that's Genesis 30. Because scripture says that the angel of the Lord called Jacob's attention. He said, look and see. He said, shine, look well. You know, we're praying here, prayer school, I think upper Sunday, and then through the prayer time on the leaders forum sometimes. They're saying, for eyes that see, ears that hear in this season, and the heart that understands. That was what the angel made sure happened to Jacob that morning. He said, look, don't think this one is a dream that came because you're always raised. That's where you walk anyway. You walk. So you walk in Coca-Cola. Then you had a dream and you saw, you know, how the bottles were being filled with a black liquid and the cork was put on it. And Ecclesiastes says dreams come from the multitude of business. No, the angel said, no. This one is not a dream from the multitude of business. Pay attention to what is going on. How the animals are mating. You know, that was the beginning of a new line of business. Because thereafter, Laban and Jacob had the discussion. And it was concluded that if animals were born that were strict or spotted, then they became Jacob's. Meanwhile, all the animals that were like that, that were in that shape or that particular pattern were what? Were taken out of the flock. That's not the message for tonight. So that's why I'm not going there. I'm just trying to make a point. I'm not sure that Jacob slept that night planning to have a dream on how animals mate and are born. But the God who rules in the affairs of men, who knew where Laban was going. You know, I want to say to you tonight, you need to remember that before God starts a thing, he has finished it already. That's why we say he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. So, I pray for you that, like Jacob, somebody will just walk up to you and say, have you noticed that in this town, nobody has this. And that becomes something is just triggered on your inside, and then you are able to see a new line of business that needs to be done. Can we just speak together for a few minutes? Just pray your understanding, pray your spirit. In 2020 and beyond, I am open to the Lord. My ears are open. My eyes are open. My heart is open. I hear the Lord. I see what God shows me. Eyes that look are many. Eyes that see are few. My eyes, they see. La diba sepra ande vale pragado supra anda la usianda. Lipa zika pa baba, you waking my ear morning by morning. Liba zepra ade baado si ande. My tongue is instructed. My heart is enlightened. Livradosa lega pazi kapazi epra ande kalivradosa. What others see as challenges, I see as solutions. Breathe this kampaligazi pagazataya. Thank you for splitting the sea before me. Before I came on the scene, men could not proceed beyond that point. Now that I have arrived on the scene, solutions are given to me. Lipa kasiata palagadosa, malebo sika pagasata pagazika palagadosa, bepriga zika labosianta laba. Men after the order of Jacob, men after the order of Joseph. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to remind us of the story of Joseph. And we're going to use that to pray for this same point, new lines of businesses and strategic placement. The king had a dream one night. And I ask again, how many people are able to tell that they're going to dream this night? Even if you are a dreamer, the kind of person that dreams always, is it like you dream every night? Okay, let's even say you dream every night. But this king had this dream, this peculiar dream. And interestingly, he then goes to town saying, I had a dream. I need somebody who can interpret the dream. Now, how does that concern Joseph? That is how it concerns you and I. A people favored of God, a people on whose head rests the hand of God. Because, like Daniel, similar experiences, the king dreams and begins to look for somebody to interpret his dream. What kind of trouble is that? And he will not even tell us the dream anyway, in Daniel's case. So, you know what? I don't want to. You tell me the dream I had. We did not have the dream together now. You will tell me the dream, the interpretation thereof. Sirs and masters, do you remember from the scriptures that the fact that those two kings had those dreams is responsible for the rise of Daniel and Joseph? And I'm just saying tonight, strategic placement and then new lines of businesses. I refer to Joseph's story because it's interesting that he's able to interpret the dream, he's able to tell what to do with that dream. Is that not what we're looking for in this generation? Men who have proven answers to the challenges that we face as a people, as a generation. Makes me to run quickly to say this. Please, you must be aware in running a business, there must be a question you are answering. There must be a question that you are answering. There must be a need that you are meeting. there must be some value you are adding to a situation. But let's stay with this line. New lines of business. I'm just saying tonight, please, don't remove yourself. Like Mary, just say, Lord, I've heard what you said. Be it unto me according to your word. Because some king might just have a dream. Because the MD might just decide tomorrow, we need to start a new project. And I will not tell you what the project will be. So, let everybody put in proposals, what they think we should do next. And you remembering these words of God, you go in the place of prayer and say, God, who rules in the affairs of men? Thank you for opening my eyes to see, my ears to hear, and my heart to understand. And you're able to craft a blueprint that you take to work. And that is how you became the MD of XYZ PLC Ghana. Can we pray together a little more this night? New lines of businesses. New lines of businesses. New lines of businesses. Strategic placement. Strategic placement. And the king could not sleep. And he asked that the books of history be brought. And it was read to him what Mordecai had done. And he asked what was done for this man. And they said nothing. You split the sea.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.